From NPR News in Washington, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. We have several reports this evening about politics and the presidential race. We begin in Hollywood, Florida, where hundreds of Democratic Party faithful met at an Oceanside hotel to finalize the party's 2004 platform. NPR's Philip Davis reports that the war in Iraq and national security took center stage.
As the platform committee leaders were introduced, they talked about familiar Democratic issues, workers' rights, universal health care, the environment. But Tom Vilsack, the governor of Iowa and co-chair of the platform committee, noted that this year was different. This platform is the first the Democrats have written since 9/11.
And as such, it reflects the importance and significance of national security issues, the war on terror and homeland security. Our platform describes how we'll improve U.S. intelligence, how we'll cut off terrorist funds, how we'll prevent Afghanistan and other nations from becoming terrorist havens, and how we must increase our public diplomacy.
The draft the delegates received accuses the Bush administration of exaggerating the case for war and having no plan to win the peace. And though written weeks ago, it echoes yesterday's report by the Senate Intelligence Committee that the intelligence leading up to the Iraq war was handled badly. Sandy Berger is the former national security advisor in the Clinton administration and a member of the platform committee.
The platform does very strongly talk about intelligence reform. In fact, it actually specifically calls for the creation of a director of national intelligence. Those issues were very much on people's minds as they drafted this.
But for a number of delegates, the criticism of the Bush administration didn't go far enough. There were amendments calling for repealing parts of the Patriot Act and even to flatly call the war in Iraq a mistake. Those amendments were voted down. Tim Carpenter is a Massachusetts delegate who is also an executive in the campaign of Maverick Democrat Dennis Kucinich. Carpenter said his supporters were able to insert language specifically calling for an exit strategy in Iraq.
For the Kucinich campaign, it's important because for the first time within the party platform, the parties move forward to talk about the process to begin to bring the troops back.
In general, though, platform leaders tried to walk a fine line between some delegates' anger at the Bush administration and the need to produce a document that would play well nationwide. Again, Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack.
Our platform message not only needs to appeal to Democrats, but it also needs to appeal to those who are in the middle. We're going to be fiscally responsible. We're going to be strong at home. We're going to be concerned about your security, but we're also going to advance a domestic agenda that's going to make your life better.
Republican Party officials were criticizing the document even before it was finished. Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie called it an extreme makeover. Democrats will ratify their platform at their convention at the end of the month. Republicans will be working on theirs in August. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.